In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 21. Ich war in Essen. I was in Essen. If you remember, in the last lesson, one of the guests at the Hotel Europa, Herr Meyer, was ill. Dr. Thürmann examined him and diagnosed influenza.
Sie haben eine Grippe.
The hotel staff were relieved that it was nothing more serious. Dr. Thürmann assured the patient that he had nothing to worry about.
Das ist nicht so schlimm.
The next morning, Herr Meyer appears for breakfast. Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, takes the opportunity to talk to him, but she says she would rather talk to him in her office, Büro. Listen to the conversation.
Guten Morgen, Herr Meyer.
Guten Morgen.
Sind Sie wieder gesund?
Ja, danke. Gott sei Dank.
Na, das ist schön. Ach, übrigens, ich habe noch Ihre Flöte.
Ja, ich weiß.
Gehen wir doch in mein Büro. Da ist auch Ihre Flöte.
Ja, gern.
Frau Berger suggests that Herr Meyer should come to her office. That's where she's kept the flute that he left behind in his room when he left the hotel. But to begin with, Frau Berger asks Herr Meyer if he feels well again.
Sind Sie wieder gesund?
Herr Meyer says he feels better, and Frau Berger says she's glad to hear it.
Na, das ist schön.
Then she mentions his flute. Oh, by the way, she says, I've still got your flute.
Ach, übrigens, ich habe noch Ihre Flöte.
Then she suggests that Herr Meyer comes with her to her office. Let's go to my office, she says.
Gehen wir doch in mein Büro.
And then she adds, that's where your flute is.
Da ist auch Ihre Flöte.
Frau Berger wants to find out why Herr Meyer left the hotel with all his belongings without paying. She knows this may be awkward for Herr Meyer, so to make it easier for him to explain, she begins the conversation by saying, "You know, it was strange."
Wissen Sie, das war seltsam.
Frau Berger tells Herr Meyer that she was concerned that something had happened to him. She uses the past tense of the verb sein, the verb to be. Listen again. How does the conversation end?
Wissen Sie, das war seltsam. Ihr Zimmer war leer, alle Sachen waren weg, Sie waren weg.
Und ich habe nicht bezahlt. Ich verstehe Ihr Problem.
Na, dann ist ja alles gut.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Ich bezahle sofort.
Herr Meyer tells Frau Berger that he intends to pay his bill. Before that, Frau Berger explained that Herr Meyer had caused her to worry. Your room was empty. All your belongings were gone, she says. You were gone.
Ihr Zimmer war leer. Alle Sachen waren weg. Sie waren weg.
Herr Meyer realizes at once that Frau Berger is referring, indirectly, to the fact that he hadn't paid his bill.
Und ich habe nicht bezahlt.
He tells Frau Berger that he understands her problem.
Ich verstehe Ihr Problem.
Frau Berger accepts his explanation and says, well, then everything is all right.
Na, dann ist ja alles gut.
Herr Meyer apologizes and says that he'll pay at once, sofort.
Ich bezahle sofort.
but Herr Meier wants to explain the circumstances to Frau Berger. It has to do with an argument, Streit, and the city of Essen, which is about 100 kilometers from Aachen. As he's talking about what happened 2 days previously, he uses the past tense. In this case, the past tense of the verb to have, haben, which is hatte or hatten. Listen to the dialogue. Who lives in Essen?
Also, ich war hier in Aachen.
Ja, ich weiß.
Ich hatte ein Konzert in Aachen.
Ach, interessant.
Und dann war ich in Essen.
Sie waren in Essen?
Ja, meine Freundin wohnt da. Aber wir hatten Streit.
Dann hatten Sie ja auch Probleme.
Und wie?
Herr Meyer's girlfriend lives in Essen, and he decided to visit her. But he starts off at the beginning.
Also, ich war hier in Aachen.
Herr Meier was in Aachen because he had a concert there.
Ich hatte ein Konzert in Aachen.
And then he went to Essen because that's where his girlfriend lives.
Meine Freundin wohnt da.
But during his visit, they had an argument.
Aber wir hatten Streit.
Frau Berger is still not sure whether Herr Meier tried to leave the hotel without paying. But she shows understanding for Herr Meier's situation and says, then you had problems too.
Dann hatten Sie ja auch Probleme.
Well, perhaps Frau Berger will never find out the truth about why Herr Meier left the hotel. In today's lesson, you've heard the past tense of two important verbs, the verb to be, sein, and the verb to have, haben. The past tense of the verb sein in the first and third person singular is war.
War.
Ich war in Essen. Ihr Zimmer war leer.
The second person, using the polite form of address, is Sie waren.
Waren.
Sie waren in Essen.
This is the same form as the third person plural.
Alle Sachen waren weg.
The past tense of the verb haben in the first and third person singular is hatte.
Hatte.
Ich hatte ein Konzert.
The second person, using the polite form of address, is Sie hatten.
Hatten.
Dann hatten Sie ja auch Probleme.
This is the same form as the first person plural. Wir hatten.
Wir hatten Streit.
Listen to all three dialogues once again, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Thank you.
Guten Morgen, Herr Meier.
Guten Morgen.
Sind Sie wieder gesund?
Ja, danke. Gott sei Dank.
Na, das ist schön. Ach, übrigens, ich habe noch Ihre Flöte.
Ja, ich weiß.
Gehen wir doch in mein Büro. Da ist auch Ihre Flöte.
Ja, gern.
Frau Berger then brings up the subject of Herr Meier's absence from the hotel. He apologizes for leaving the hotel without paying and says he'll settle his bill immediately.
Wissen Sie, das war seltsam. Ihr Zimmer war leer, alle Sachen waren weg, Sie waren weg.
Und ich habe nicht bezahlt. Ich verstehe Ihr Problem.
Na, dann ist ja alles gut.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Ich bezahle sofort.
But Herr Meier wants to explain the circumstances to Frau Berger.
Also, ich war hier in Aachen.
Ja, ich weiß.
Ich hatte ein Konzert in Aachen.
Ach, interessant.
Und dann war ich in Essen.
Sie waren in Essen?
Ja, meine Freundin wohnt da. Aber wir hatten Streit.
Dann hatten Sie ja auch Probleme.
Und wie?
Can you remember how X summed up her opinion of musicians in an earlier lesson?
Es war einmal ein Musikant. Er war chaotisch und charmant.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.